The February 19, 2019 Board of Commissioners meeting covered the third quarter financial report, the new cost of living adjustment, and funding concerning AB Tech, Pack Library, Bob Lewis Ballpark, and creation of the ENCA Heritage Trail. The meeting kicked off with a presentation from David Bailey and Marla Brown of the North Carolina 211 Asheville Call Center. Marla Brown covered the duties and accomplishments of the NC211 Call Center and their commitment to reduce the impact that poverty has on the lives of students, families, and communities here in Asheville and Buncombe County. The call center provides resources to families struck by poverty, such as providing access to food pantries, homeless shelters, electric service payment assistance, and rent payment assistance. All of these are top needs, which align with many of the Buncombe County's strategic priorities. The Buncombe Call Center handles 32,000 calls per year due to their partnerships with local organizations, which is the highest call volume in the state for 211. Next, Don Warren and Jennifer Bowman presented the third quarter financial report. They reported that so far, the board has spent 50% of its total annual budget. Although this number may seem alarming so early in the year, that's where spending ended up at the same time last year. Next, Jennifer Bowman presented the general fund projections. Although it's too early to tell and projections are subject to change, the county is projected to have more revenue than was originally budgeted. So the total anticipated revenue was about $311 million, but the total amount amended is $323 million. As far as spending, the county is projected to underspend by $5.6 million. Ms. Bowman stated, quote, "This underspending is estimated to occur in the areas of salary and benefits, operating and program support dollars across all county departments or functions. However, debt services, education, and other finances and uses are projected to fully spend." As far as cost of living adjustment, the county manager reported that there will be an automatic 1.77% cost of living adjustment for all regular and full-time employees effective on April 1st, and this will show up in their paychecks on April 26th. The longest point of discussion and debate was one on the motion to sign an 8-year agreement with AB Tech for $25 million for deferred building maintenance. Chairman Commissioner Newman supported the idea of using the money for maintenance to fix issues in the buildings as they occur. In fact, he believed that AB Tech should be allocated more money than they're asking for in order to keep up with the maintenance and building costs. However, the chairman was uncomfortable with the idea of signing an 8-year agreement with AB Tech without a detailed plan from the AB Tech Board of Trustees on what exactly they plan to do with the money. He mentioned that AB Tech has broken its trust with the Board of Commissioners by misusing part of the $130 million allocated to them last year to build unnecessary and unapproved buildings, such as a $50 million parking facility that is mostly vacant now, as well as paying off unauthorized salaries. Chairman Newman, followed by Commissioners Jasmine Beach Ferreira and Amanda Edwards, believe that until there is a comprehensive plan from the AB Tech Board of Trustees, that the Board of Commissioners should not vote on this motion. However, Commissioners Mike Frayer, Al Whitesides, Robert Presley, and Joe Belcher believe that this vote should happen regardless because AB Tech needs the money now to start maintenance on the buildings and to, quote, put the issue to bed, end quote. The Board of Commissioners voted to add an amendment to the original motion to form a joint commission between AB Tech trustees and the commissioners to help oversee the spending as well as to keep the communications open between the two groups. This amendment passed 7 out of 7. Finally, the board voted on the motion to allocate $25 million to AB Tech over the span of 8 years. This motion passed with a split vote of 4 against 3. Lastly, the Board of Commissioners approved an expenditure of about $250,000 to change the sprinkler system in the Pack Library. The current sprinkler system pumps out water instead of a chemical. This water would damage the historical documents that are held within the library in case of a fire. They also approved a $6 million budget to improve the Bob Lewis Ballpark, as well as to create an ENCA Heritage Trail. This trail will offer a peek into the ENCA community's past, presented creatively with imaginative examples of public art. This concludes the February 19th Board of Commissioners report. Thanks so much for listening to 103.3 Asheville FM.